Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection, and the doctor is in, Dr. Tammy Strobel from Tri-County Tech. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you this beautiful, beautiful July day?
Oh, I am doing just fantastic. You know, it's been about a year since we spoke, and also it's been about a year and some change since you've had the top poster. How's your first year?
Oh, my gosh. It's such a blessing. It has been a tremendous blessing to serve our community. The community has just had outpouring of love and support for me, which has been, I can't even tell you how wonderful the first year has been. Well, actually, I'm going to try to tell you how wonderful the first year has been. You know, our vision at Tri-County is to inspire success through life-changing learning experiences. So we create these learning experiences for students where they're going to have something that they can take with them forever into the workplace or into further education, wherever life takes them. So it's just a blessing to get to implement that. You know, I believe in the American dream, and we help people achieve the American dream. And a lot of people don't know, some know, that I'm actually an example of the American dream.
Yes.
I am a career tech graduate. I was born from my mom was 17 when she had me in a little tiny town in rural Iowa. A lot of people would have thought that I would not have made it. It would not have been successful. But I'm a career tech graduate. I have 3 degrees, of course, one of them being doctor. Thank you very much for mentioning that. That was a fun-filled 5.5 years of my life, so I appreciate it when someone says it along the way. But we do that for people, too, and give them hope of a better life, and it's very rewarding to get to do that. I want to share with you some of our statistics, if you don't mind.
Oh, let's do that.
About how successful we were. So we had, people might not realize, we had almost 400 graduates this past year. We actually had 396 graduates this past year. And of those graduates, 110 of them qualified for the National Honor Society. It's called the National Technical Honor Society, similar to National Honor Society at high school. Our average wage, I'm looking down because I don't want to mess anything up. Our average wage of our graduates, our adult graduates, starting wage, this is right out of school, $18.03 an hour. So that's a pretty good average starting wage, and I have no doubt that they'll rise the career ladder a lot faster than others that haven't been with us. 44 students were nominated for Student of the Month, and our foundation, we have a Tri-County Tech Foundation that helps pay for tuition for students that cannot afford it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't take Pell Grants.
No.
We don't take Pell Grants, so we use private donations, and we gave out $190,000 in scholarships to students. Our students are in this community so they can be nurses and welders and machinists and all of our occupational areas. And that changes lives. All of our educators help contribute to that $190,000. They give money out of their own checks. I give money out of my own check to contribute so we can give back to those students. It's wonderful. It really is.
You know, this is a very special place, Tri-County Tech, and Dr. Strobel, you just outlined how people are taking care of it, and the best way to ensure that it keeps on keeping on is to use it. And we've got people from high school to people who are even my age who are taking courses to better their lives, to make that life change. And this is right here where it starts. First of all, you get the ambition, then you get, where do I direct that ambition? Well, go to Tri-County Tech and they'll channel that for you.
Absolutely. And we have incredible educators. So our educators are experienced in their occupations as well as have advanced degrees. This past year, we had an unprecedented 4 of our educators were nominated for statewide Oklahoma Teachers of the Year. To have 4 Teachers of the Year nominated from one school, one career tech school. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else like that in the nation. No,
that,
I'm going to tell you their names. Yes. So if you know these people, you know, send them a text or give them a shout out or put, you know, say hey on Facebook. Kebby Allen is our nursing instructor. She's one of them that was nominated.
She's been here, yeah.
She has probably been here. Shelly Stevens is our teacher prep instructor. So you know these people, don't you?
No,
there's a reason why they're teachers of the year.
I also run into them at the grocery store.
You probably do. Jolene Bryant is our early care and education instructor. She was nominated for Teacher of the Year. And then Jeanette Slater teaches computer repair and networking. And so that's four of our teachers. Mm-hmm. So they'll find out in August if they're a finalist for Teachers of the Year. And they could then potentially go on to regionals, which regionals isn't regional for the state of Oklahoma. It's regionals for the United States.
Yo.
For the United States. So we have superstar teachers. And we have one more teacher I have to mention. Austin Shipman is one of our pre-engineering teachers. He just received a prestigious, it's called the Brock Fellowship from Oklahoma State University. Mm-hmm. He's going to earn a second master's degree, because, you know, one's not enough, in leadership development to help him be able to rise and be ready for leadership positions that might happen at Tri-County almost completely free through this fellowship that he received through Oklahoma State University. Just another superstar teacher that we,
have. You just have great people there, and you got them to help the students come in, and you also help them once they get out, too. Kyle Poole is the one that, after you've done the hard work, he does the even harder work. And he looking for placements for folks. And then we've got Randall, who's bringing in folks all the time. And you have another young fella that is always out at the high school level getting folks in. He kind of looks, okay, he looks a little bit older than the high school kid.
He is.
Yeah, he is. You know, he speaks their language, and they can relate to him. You know?
Absolutely. And if you're a business or an organization out there, and you may have job opportunities or OJT opportunities or internship opportunities mm-hmm. that you think would fit some of our students, give us a call. Give Kyle a call. Mm-hmm. We can help you find those people. In fact, I met with one of our area CEOs yesterday, and he said, hey, Tammy, I can't find anyone. I have these three positions open. They've been open for 3 months. I'm not able to find the right person. Can you help me? Do you have someone? It's like, heck yeah. Send me the job description. We'll get it out and get it to Kyle, and we might know someone. And if there's that kind of a gap, maybe we need to help with training mm-hmm. to be able to fill in some of that so you can find the right people for your positions. That's what we do.
So it's not like you go to like a four-year school and hope for the best when you get out. You usually have something waiting for you right soon as you get the diploma and turn the tassel.
There's definitely something. There's
even
definitely something waiting. There's definitely something waiting for you. Mm-hmm. We have excellent statistics on our placement. Mm-hmm. You know, next school year is right around the corner.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Us.
Do we even have any openings, Doctor?
We have a few.
Uh-huh.
We have a few.
They go fast.
We call it the fall, which is kind of making me smile on these 100-degree days we've been having. But for us, we start August 10th. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be a lovely day in the temperature-wide, the fall semester on August 10th. But we have three programs in particular that have more openings than some of the other ones. And I'm going to look down because I don't want to forget them. One of them is a medical office specialist. And this would just be a fantastic career area, just like how it sounds, to help out in the medical office as an administrative assistant type person, but you would also be able to help with some of the coding and some of the office work that would happen in any type of a medical office. Then we have precision machining, which is a fantastic career. Sometimes when people ask me, you know, what if you went back to school, it's like welding or machining. That's what I would do and where I would go, you know, where I would go back to school. And then there's something called CompTIA. And I had to read this one, what it is. CompTIA. And this is a certification. It's the first step for people that are interested in being an IT professional. So it's all the IT things, computing, networking, security, the cloud, all of those things. And then you earn a certificate, and people in that business look for that CompTIA. They know what that means, unlike me. And then that would get you your foot in the door to be able to earn more certifications or to be able to get that job in IT, which we know is a great career. So I'm going to I'm going to break a rule today, which I can do that because I'm the boss.
Yeah.
So we had factually expired last week on July 15th that if you called Randall Jones and came in and visited and went on a tour, then you would receive $200 off your tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to extend that
this
week. So if you call Randall and if he's like, that expired July 15th, you tell him Dr. Strobel told you that it was still okay to use it this week. So what you do, you call Randall, you come in, you look at the program, you might even meet the teachers because some of the teachers are hanging around and working this summer on curriculum. You may not, but you can see our campus and see what it's like, apply for the program, and if you're accepted, you'll get $200 off.
Nice.
I know.
Dr. Strobel, thanks a little bit for the extension. I think everybody's going to appreciate that. And thank you for being our guest right here on Community Connection. Now, the website for all the information.
Tri-County Tech, all one word, no hyphens, .edu.
It's that easy.
Tri-County Tech. .edu. So, and we're on Facebook and all the things, but the website has the most information.
Doctor, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me today. It was a delight.